Good afternoon, this is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Thursday, August 17th. Corn and wheat continued lower on the week, and soybeans were able to post a second higher day in a row. Now let's first take a look at beans. November finished up 8.5 cents at 9.33¾, a couple higher than the overnight settlement. Beans were lifted by a combination of good export sales this morning, 1.35 million metric tons versus estimates of between 400 and 850. This, along with a drier forecast out to the 15 to 30 day period, and parts of Iowa and other areas around Missouri not getting as much rain over the last couple of days as expected, is able to put a bid under the beans. So obviously this weather having still more of an effect on the beans rather than the corn. Corn finished down 2.5 cents in December at 3.64¼, a couple cents lower than the overnight settlement. We're now down about a dime on the week in the corn market. I was able to hold yesterday's lows and put in an inside day on the chart, so a little bit of consolidation going on after the sharp breaks off of the report on the 10th. Export sales were decent in corn as well, 734,000 metric tons versus estimates of between 400 and 800,000. In the wheat, we've got December down 6.25 cents at 4.40¾ in Chicago. Kansas City Deast down 5 at 4.42. And Minneapolis December rallying back only down 0.5 cent at 6.84¼. Minneapolis is now down about 4 cents on the week, best performer in the wheat sector, with Chicago December down about 25 on the week, as well as Kansas City down about 26. Export sales were good in the wheat this morning, 633,000 tons versus estimates of between 300 and 500. But those exports are struggling. Yesterday, the U.S. wheat was priced at about $12 a ton higher than the Black Sea wheat being offered to Egypt. So that lack of competitiveness is still dragging on the wheat. In outside markets, we've got the dollar up 15 points at 93.59. Crude oil bouncing back, now up 24 cents a barrel at 47.02. Stock market is taking quite a beating today, finishing the day down about 250 points. And we've got gold trading up $11.70 an ounce at $1,289.60 an ounce. So again, it looks like the weather here having more of an effect on the soybeans right now, with the corn pretty much made, and we'll just have to wait and see. We've got the Pro Farmer Tour starting next week. May get some actual numbers from the field to see how that compares to that questionable USDA report last week. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.